The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Nazir daf Nun Beis, and we are three lines from the bottom of daf Nun Aleph on the Beis, Boi Rava. So the Gemara is continuing along with the sugyas of Tumah v'Tahira, particularly the Shiurim of Tumas Meis as it relates to when a Nazir who comes in contact with this Shir Tumah would have to go through the process of Tahira, the very unique process of Tahira that the Torah outlines for the Nazir in Parshas Nasai. We continue along with the sugyas of Tumah v'Tahira. So we know that Chatzi Shir is Asur min HaTorah. So if you eat Macholos Asurois, even less than a shir, no matter how little you eat, it's Asur min HaTorah. However, you don't get Malkus unless you eat a shir. What's the shir for Macholos Asurois? Almost in every case, it's a kezayis. One of the very prominent exceptions is if somebody eats a beria, somebody eats a complete live sheretz, even if it's less than a zayis, he gets malchus. Not only are you over the iser, that you would be over anyways, because chatzis shir asam in atayra, but you would get malchus also. So the Gemara Shaila is a very technical one. If somebody eats an ant, which was alive, however, it was missing an aver, so it was missing one of its legs, for example. Do you get malchus or do you not get malchus? On the one hand, it's a beria, or perhaps the definition of beria means it has to be complete. I mean that it's not complete, maybe you wouldn't have that halach. So is beria like a shear? So if it's not a complete live animal, it's not considered a barrier, you wouldn't get malchus. Or is it enough that it's a barrier that it's alive? And this animal is alive. It's a namala that's missing a leg in a way where it's still alive. Maybe you can still treat it as a barrier. So it's a barrier. However, it's a barrier chaser. What's the halach? Amar Abita B'Diskar Tatoshma. It says in another context of Tumas Sheretz, another context of Sheretz, and not the Isser to eat a Sheretz. But rather, the halachas of Tumas Sheretz, it says Bohem, the exact pasuk is, Eilat Meim Lochem Becholas Sheretz, Kol Anigeya Bohem Bemoisam Yitma Ad Ha'orev. Somebody that touches the Sheretz becomes Tommy, Shmoy Neshratzim, it's Perek Masech Shabbos called Shmoy Neshratzim, there's eight Shratzim that are mentioned in the Torah as being Tommy. If somebody comes in contact with them, he becomes Tommy. That Loshana Torah is, Kol Anigeya Bohem. Toshma, Bahem, Yacha Bakulo, and it sounds like from the word Bahem that you only become Tomei if you touch a complete Sheretz. Talmud Loimer Mehem. Therefore, the Torah somewhere else said, V'choil Asheyipel Olav Mehem B'moysam Yitma. That even if only a part of a Sheretz touches you, meaning a Sheretz that's Chaser touches you, you become Tomei. I Mehem Yacha Mektsasan. So which one is it? Is it Bahem or is it Mehem? Talmud Loimer Bahem. Okay, it's at Achiyiga B'Mektsasan Shukakulam. So how do you reconcile Bahem, which would imply a complete Sheretz, and Mehem, which would sound like even if the Sheretz wasn't complete, there was a Chaser? It has to be. It can be a chaser, but it has to be like a shalim. Meaning, as long as the sheretz that's chaser is at least big enough as the smallest whole sheretz, that's enough for you to become tamei. The shir, chachamim, the chachamim gave us a shir. What's that shir? Kadasha, a lentil. Why? Shekein hachaymet. The chaymet, chilas priyasa kadash. When the chaymet is born, the chaymet is the smallest of the shmei neshratzim. It's the size of a lentil. So the smallest complete beria or sheretz is the chaymet. So if you have a sheretz that's chaser, that's the size of a chaymet, it's going to be metamet tumah sheretz. Says the Gemara Shmami Nashiru Gmiri Law. So from here you have a raya that whenever you discuss a beria, it has to be a complete beria. Why? Because if a beria could be considered a beria, even when it's missing a limb, even when it's chaser, then why is the smallest shear of a sheretz the chaymet? It should be a chaymet chaser. It should be a chaymet that's missing a hand, it's missing a leg, it's missing part of it. As long as it's still alive, it's a beria. That should be the smallest shear le'inyan tumas maga, which is even less than a adasha. So shmamina shiur gmirila. Amrav shmaya kibin shiura. Says the Gemara that you're right in theory, however practically it would never play out. Because although it's true that a chaymet that's missing a limb, for example, could be treated as a barrier, but it couldn't be born that way. In order for the chaymet to be born, come into this world, in order for it to get a neshama, it would have to be complete. And it's at that time that we're mishayer what the smallest shir beri is. What's the smallest shir beri when it's born? When it's born, it would have to be complete. It's true that later it can lose an aver and still be a beri, still be alive. However, when it's born, it's not that way. So therefore, as it relates to tumah, we relate the nehem to a bohem at the time that the smallest eretz is born. At that point, it would have to be a complete chaymet, but doesn't necessarily mean that if later on it loses an aver, it loses its status of beri, or rather technical Gemara. So what is the bottom line to Rav Shaila? If somebody eats an ant that's missing one of his avarim, do you get malchus or do you not get malchus? Is it treated as a barrier or is it not treated as a barrier? So the Gemara says, Tibayilach, we don't know, which in Nazar lingo means teku. Hashed Rav Agul Goyle. So the Mishnah continued along discussing different parts of a mace that a metama the nazar in a way that he would have to do the teglachas, vayom rishonim yiplu, etc. And the Mishnah mentioned the shedra and gulgulos. Now, the truth is, if you look at the Mishnah, it said already aver. So once you know already aver, aver min ha-meis, aver min ha-chai, what's the chiddush of shedra and gulgulos? Because aver min ha-meis and aver min ha-chai are only metama if there's basar on the aver. If there's no basar on the aver, not. Ah, you'll tell me if there's basar, so then you have kezayas basar. No, even if it's less than a kezayas basar, you have an aver with basar that's even less than a kezayas basar. How much basar? There's a shear, but less than a kezayas basar, then your metama because of the aver itself. The chiddush of the shedra, the spinal column, and the gulgulos, the skull, is that they have a koyach to be metama as ivorim, even if there's no basar on it at all. But ibayilu shedra v'gulgulos tanan oiduma oy shedra oy gulgulos. How do you read the Mishnah? Is it hashedra v'hagulgulos, both together? So if somebody comes in contact with the shedra and the gulgulos, then he becomes tamei. Or is it oy shedra oy gulgulos? And the Gemara is going to spend an entire blat Gemara being poshut d'shaila. Amar Rav Toshma shedra shegirei revi lo an shabbat. A spinal column where the majority of its ribs were severed. Tahira, still tar. Ube kever, if it was in the kever, afilu mishu beres afuferekis tmeya. But if you have a corpse that's lying in a kever, and now the spinal column just completely is, the ribs are broken and it's in pieces. If it's in a kever, it's metama. Why? There's a chiddush in Hilchas Tumah V'Tahira. These are all halachas in Moshe Sinai, that the kever somehow is mitzarefit. It treats it as if it's whole with regards to Tumah V'Tahira. Taima, says the Gemara Mishnah Legiris. It sounds like the only reason this shedra won't be metama is because its ribs are severed. Haloi gireid. Otherwise, Tumit Shmaiminoi Shedra Gulgailas. The Mishnah doesn't say anything about a Gulgailas. All you have is the shedra. It sounds like the issue there was is that the shedra was somewhat severed. It was incomplete. But if the shedra was complete, then it would be metama. The Gemara says, no, halak tani. It doesn't say that. This is a classic Lashon Nazar Mishnah. This is like reading Yerushalmi. But either way, what the Gemara is saying is it doesn't say that. The Gemara is just discussing what the halacha of a shedra is, when the shedra is metama. Now, it could be a shedra is only metama together with gulgulos, meaning there would be a gulgulos in that picture as well. We're not discussing the gulgulos because that was more straightforward, or that just wasn't the topic of the day. That Mishnah was discussing the halacha of a shedra whose ribs are severed is not metama, unless it's in the kever, then it is metama. It just so happens the shedra itself is never metama unless it's together with the gulgulos. So tiboyloch teku, at least based on that Mishnah, you have no raya. Says the Gemara Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from a Tesefta in Mesech Tezaholos. Rabbi Yehuda Aimeh, Shisha Dvarim, Rabbi Kiva, Metam, V'chachamim, Metarim. There were six machloikdis in with regards to Tumah V'Tahira. Rabbi Kiva was Metamo, and the Chachamim were Metar. The Chaza by Rabbi Kiva, and all six times, six chumras that Rabbi Kiva had, he was Chazer, and he was Metar like the Chachamim. Umaisa. Not just that, there was a story, Sheviyo, Kupa Mleyat Samas, the Beis HaKnesset, Shel Tarsim, that they once brought a Kupa that was filled with Atzamos into the Beis HaKnesset of the Tarsim. So it was called the Beis HaKnesset of the Tarsim. Tarsim are coppersmiths. V'nichu ba'aver, they put it in the aver. V'nichnas tu desaroife, v'chol aroife mimoi, tu desaroife. Together with his staff, they all entered the Beis HaKnesses to inspect this Kupa Mlea Tzomis. What were they looking for? They wanted to see if there was a complete Shedra over there. V'amrun, they said, "Ein kan Shedra mimeis echad." We can't find the Shedra. Time of the Lekha Shedra de Michado. It sounds like that they were Matahir, this Kupa, based on the fact they couldn't find a complete Shedra mimeis echad. I guess they were trying to determine whether all this vertebra, whatever was there, came from one mace, two mace, and three mace, and if it was a mace echad, it would have been a problem. So they were able to tell without DNA testing, that it did not all come from one person. But it sounds like had it come from one person, it would have been a problem. What's the cash? Time the like shed in the michod oiko shed roigo goilis. The michod in Osman Galeachalo, Shmami no shed roigo goilis. Had it been from one person, it would have been a problem. Ah, you need the goilis. Doesn't say anything about the bingo goilis there. So the Gemara says, let me buy your come out. You're right. It could be, it wouldn't have been tummy regardless. And when they said that we see that this shedra didn't come from one person, they were saying that they didn't have to say that because number one, it wasn't a problem because there was no gogelus. They were saying that not only is this not metama because there's no gogelus, but even if there was a gogelus, still it wouldn't have been metama because you didn't have one complete shedra from one person. Either way, again, we have no raya from this tesefta in the sechta zahal. Toshma, miminyona. So the Mishnah, that tesefta said there were six areas where Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim argued, Tumah v'Tahira, Rabbi Akiva Metama, the Chachamim Metaharin, the Chazal by Rabbi Akiva. Says the Braisa, what were those six things? Umahin Shishadvarim. Rabbi Akiva Metama, the Chachamim Metaharin. Number one, Al Eivim and Ames, Shabbam Mishne Mason, and Eivim and Ames is Metama. What if you have a complete Eivir, but it came from two Mason? So Reuven lost a half a Eivir, Shimon lost a half a Eivir, they're both dead, but if you take the two half a Eivir, you put them together, you have an Eivir. So it's an Eivir min ames, but it's from two mason. So Rabbi Akiva was metama, Chachamim were metar. Al Eivir min achai shebam mishnei bnei adam. Eivir min achai is metama, just like Eivir min ames. So what about Eivir min achai? Two people, chatzi Eivir, together you have a complete Eivir, but it's coming from two different people. Chatzi kavatzomis shebam mishnei mason, or chatzi kavatzomis. Now isn't it usually Reva kavatzomis? Why chatzi kavatzomis? Because the Mishnah said that although Reva Kavatzomis is metamo, even to masoil, but the nazir is only megaleach on chatzi kavatzomis. So this machloikis was negeya, not the more conventional halach of reva kav, but it was negeya. The chatzi kav with the nazir is megaleach. What if the chatzi kav came from two mason? Val revias tama ba mishnayim, or revias tam that's also metamo to masmeis that came from two people. Val etzem kisaira, or an etzem kisaira, that's the shear, the size of a barley, shenech like lishnayim, that was divided into two. Vashedra, the hagil goilis, or the shedra and the gogoilis that came from two people. Zok the gemara gishma. Now, if Shedra and Gungoilus are separate, because they're each metama independently, have a shiv, you have on. Then, if you count it up, you have seven. If you count Shedra and Gungoilus as one, then it's six. But if Shedra and Gungoilus are separate, then it's seven. And the Brisa said, Al Shishadvarim. They argued over six things. So it's a Geshmakaraya that Shedra and Gungoilus is really one, not two. Hani shev yohavin. So the Gemara kiktani. The Gemara is going to say four terutzin, and we have a simon for yochid shahu gileach ve'ech. Could be that it's true there are seven things mentioned. Can Shedra, of course, Shedra and Gogolos are really separate. However, when the Braisa gave this intro as Al Shishadvarim, they argued over six things, it's because those six have in common. The seventh is an outlier. What do the six have in common? Rabbi Akiva argued with the Chachamim who were a Rabbin. That one seventh is the outlier because he argued with a Yochid. How so? The six are where Rabbin argued with him. Because his Baal Plukta who held that Etzim Kisa'ira, that comes from two people, is Metair, it was only a Yochid. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, the Mishnah, a Holis Perik Beis, the Tanan, Etzem Kisa Oiro, Shenechlik Mishnayim. If you have an Etzem that size of Oiro, and it was Vayan Etur, Rabbi Kiva, Metam of Rabbi Yechonim Ben Nuri, Metayr. So it's not the Chachomim really. It's really only Rabbi Yechonim Ben Nuri. That's not included in the six. Six where he argued with the Rabbin. One, that's separate. That's where he argued only with Rabbi Yechonim Ben Nuri. That's why it doesn't count. So the six really includes Shedra and Gogolus as two, because it could be Oy Shedra, Oy Gogolus. Why is it six and not seven? We're not counting Etzem Kisar. Biba Yisem, another Teretz. Kik Tani, Evim and Ames, Evim and Achai, Loik Tani. The way the Rishonim explained, Evim and Achai, Evim and Ames is one. It mentioned Evim and Ames, and it mentioned Evim and Achai. It's really the same thing. Ever. Tumas Ever, would whether or not it's metama when it comes from two people, that's treated as one. The Ibai same, a third teretz, Kik Tani, Kalecha, the Nazim, Kalech, Alahiloi. Where the six have in common is that they're all tumas that would cause the nazir who comes in contact with it to go through the whole process of the hira, the teglachas, etc. Even if he came in contact with it via tumas oil, lafuki etzem kisoyer deloy. The end of the Mishnah on the past 7 days said clearly that if a nazir comes in contact with a etzem kisoyer, if it was maga umasa, then he has to be megalech. If it's oil, he doesn't have to be megalech. That means etzem kisoyer, although it's matama tumas meis, however, a nazir is not megalech if he comes in contact with it only al yudei oihel. Therefore, it's not included in the six. Six with the nazir would be megaleach, even for tumas oil. The iba yisema, and finally a fourth teretz kiktoni kol hechad ahodar be. That what those six have in common is that Rabbi Akiva was chayzer. There were six where Rabbi Akiva was metama, the chachamim were metayer, and the chazer by Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was chayzer, as opposed to a seventh where Rabbi Akiva was metama, the chachamim were metayer, but Rabbi Akiva was not chayzer. And what's that? Lafuke revi is dam the loy hoder be. Revi is dam that comes from two mesim. Rabbi Akiva maintained his position. He was not chayzer. He never backed off. He always was of the opinion that even if it came from two people, still it's going to be metam. How do we know? Domalei Rebbe the Bar Kapar. Rebbe told Bar Kapar, Leitishna Revi Yisdam b'chazoro. Do not include Revi Yisdam as one of the things Rabbi Akiva was chayzer. Shari limudo yish Rabbi Akiva b'yod. Because this is something Rabbi Akiva used to always say. It was margul b'pume. He always was of this opinion. He always maintained it. There's no way he was ever chayzer from this halacha that Revi Yisdam that comes from two mesim is going to be metam. V'oid. And not just that. Hamikra mis. He had a very good raya to this. So apparently he didn't have such good rayas to the other six places that he was metama. But for this one, he has a good raya. And what's the raya? Val kol nafshois meis lo yovoi. Nafshois is a loshen rabim. So you see that even if the Revi Yisdam came from two mesim, still you have the halacha. Incidentally, this is one of the Ma'am Rekoymis, when the Gemara brings the machlekes and shas always of yesh em lemikra or yesh em lemesiris. Do you teach, do you interpret a pasuk based on its pronunciation or based on the way it's written? Because the Gemara's diak is, it says I call nafshes meis lo yavoi, which is a lashon rabim. So it sounds like even if the Revi Yisdam came from two mesim, so it's going to be metama. But the truth is, if you look in the Torah, this is not the right reading. The right reading in the Torah is nafshes without the vav. It's written b'lashon yachid. So if you're yesham the mesiris, it's always Revi Yisdam michad ben adam. Rabbi Akiva holds Revi Yisdam mishnei bnei adam. The Gemara always says this is the raya that Rabbi Akiva holds Yeshem lemikra. There's a whole list of Tanaim or of the opinion Yeshem lemikra that the pronunciation takes precedence over the way it's written, the kri over the ksiv. Rabbi Akiva is one of those shittas, and the Gemara always brings a raya from here. I'll call nafsho yismeis layava. He treats it as a lashon rabim, even though if you look inside, it's without the vav. It's written as if it would be al nefesh. Reb Shimon Oimer says the Gemara an anecdote. Ad Yomav Hoye Mitama. Rabbi Akiva was Mitama six things. Achom wa Mitar. However, he was Chayzer, Rabbi Akiva. But from the seventh, which is Revi Yisdam, Mishnei Bnei Adam, he was never Chayzer. So Rabbi Shimon apparently was not happy with this opinion of Rabbi Akiva. And he must have wanted his Rebbe, incidentally, Rabbi Akiva, to be Chayzer. Something that he wanted him to do. So he said, as far as I know, Ad Yomav Hoye Mitama. As long as Rabbi Akiva was alive, he was Mitama. Imish Shemes Chazer Bay? If after he died, he was Chayzer? Any of that already I don't know. Says the Gemara Tana. After Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said that, he realized that it was disrespectful to his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva, because he was saying that he should have been Chayzer while he was alive. Maybe he didn't know the Emes. That's why he wasn't Chayzer. Kenzan, now already he was Chayzer. But bottom line is, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the great Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, took this very seriously, and he fasted Tanesim over the fact that he spoke disrespectfully about his Rebbe, to the point that Hushcharu Shinov Mepnei Tani Yosef, that his teeth became black because of all the Tanesim, all the fast that he had over his great Rebbe. You see that the sensitivity, obviously, that the Gedolim had over disrespecting a Rebbe, that this was Mevazer Rabbi Akiva, I guess on some very, very, very micro level, he felt it was a bizoyin, it was somewhat disrespectful, to the point that Hushcharu Shinov, literally, Mepnei Tani Yosef. One thing came to mind is that there's a well-known Gemara, Masech de Shabbos, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing Bameh Behema Yotze. What type of tachshitim is a Behema allowed to wear on Shabbos? So the Mishnah says a certain type of tachshit Behema is not allowed to wear. And the Gemara says, Parosai Shal Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah once walked out on Shabbos with that tachshit, and it was very bad. So the Gemara asks an interesting kasha. Parosai Shal Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It sounds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had his one homely little para. Faith the Gemara, that's really not true. I saw his most recent tax returns, and he paid in taxes. So it's machlekes and Tosfos, whether it was taxes or whether it was ma'aseh behema. Pashi learned it was ma'aseh behema. But Tosfos has a whole cheshbon there. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was too young at the time of the Churban when there was still ma'aseh behema. So he must mean not ma'aseh behema, but rather arnuna. He must have paid taxes. But either way, he 12,000 paras just as meiser for 1 year, or taxes for 1 year's worth of income. But either way, he obviously had a crazy amount of paras. So the Gemara says, you're right, it wasn't his para. Really, it was his neighbor's para. Because for him, you couldn't say para. So it was his neighbor's para, and the neighbor's wife owned this para, and she let it go out like this on Shabbos, and he was a moicha, and therefore it's considered as if he himself did it. So I once saw in a sefer from Yaakov Meir Shachter, Shlita, so he said that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a gevir out there. He had potters, he owned real estate, he had an unbelievable portfolio. And however, after 120, when he went up to Shemayim, he had nothing from his 12,000 potters or his 100,000 potters, whatever the number must have really been. He said, but Yerushalmi says that after Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah did this, he had tremendous chalitz tadas. And he said he literally spent the rest of his life betainus doing tshuva over what it was he done. So he said that when he went up to Shemayim, all the paras that he had, the hundreds of thousands of paras, he had nothing from. The only para that he benefited from in Shemayim was this para of his neighbor that caused him to do tshuva, that was ma'ir him to tainus, to take his game to another level. That was the one para that he benefited from in Shemayim. His point was that sometimes a person doesn't have aveira, it's an opportunity to do tshuva and to come closer to Hashem. And he says, think of the madrigas, there are belozim and azayah reach from this para, but the way he brought it out was that all his paras, he had nothing from in Shemayim. The only para that he had from was the para of his neighbor that led him to do tshuva. But I'll tell you an interesting ara. So the Gemara over here says that Hushkarushinov mepnei tani yosef, that his teeth, Rav Shimon bar Yochai's teeth became black mepnei tani yosef because of all his fasting. The truth is, you find such a lashon in a Gemara Mesechtes Chagiga Daf Chabez Amad Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing where Rav Yeshua disrespected a Talmud of Beis Shammai, and he had tremendous chalitz tadas. And the Gemara says miyad holach Rav Yeshua v'neshtatach al kibbe Beis Shammai. Omar said, "Na nesi lochem atzmois beishamoy umastu meshalochem kach mufurashes alachas kama v'kamo." But what we need is Amru. They say koyom of hushcharushinov mepnei tani yosef. The Rabbi Yeshua's teeth became black as a result of the fact that he spent the rest of his life b'tshuva. Because again, betainus. So you see that when a person fasts, his teeth become black. Same exact lashon. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's teeth became black mipnei tani yosef. Rabbi Yeshua's teeth became black mipnei tani yosef as well. I saw in the sefer Megadim Chadoshim, Masechtes Brachos, Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph. We'll see where it comes into Brachos in a minute. He brings a whole bunch of different Gemaras where the Gemara says that people's faces used to become black mipnei atainas. Ma'ikotn Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Hayu Mushchorim Pnei Mipnei Abitzoyrus. Ksubas Daf Yudam Ad Beis. Ro Rebbe Shepneim Shchorim. Zokt Rashi, Machmas Ra'ovoy, they were fasting. Soiti Yud Vezam and Aleph, Hushchiru Ponov Betainius, Erev and Chavezam and Aleph, Misha Mashchir Ponov Aleim Ka'erev, Marsha says, Machmas Mir Bezainus. So he brings Kama Vekama Gemaras where you find that not Hushchiru Shinov, but rather Hushchiru Ponov. What does that have to do with Mesechus Brachus? So he says something very interesting. He says that the Gemara over there tells the story with Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, where Rabbi Yeshua disrespected Rabbi Gamliel, or Rabbi Gamliel disrespected Rabbi Yeshua, and as a result, they ousted Rabbi Gamliel from his nesios. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was the one that took over. Either way, Rabbi Gamliel felt that he has to ask mechila from Rabbi Yeshua. So he goes to Rabbi Yeshua's house, and when he walks into Rabbi Yeshua, he sees Rabbi Yeshua lives like a poor man. So the first thing he tells him is, Mikoisle beisecha nikoshe pachmiata. That from the walls of your house, it's evident to me that you're a pachmi. Rashi says, Tupshat on what it is. Either he was a coal miner, he worked with coals, Lashon pchamim, or he was a smith. He was a smith. But either way, he saw that his walls were black, and as a result, Mikoisle beisecha nikar shepachmiata. So parenthetically, he brings from the Tashbits. The Tashbats discussed whether what he was saying was literal, that Rabbi Yeshua was really a coal miner. Is that what Rabbi Yeshua did for a living? Or was he not a coal miner? So he says, at first glance, he finds it hard to believe that that was Rabbi Yeshua's occupation. Rabbi Yeshua was the Av Beis Din. He was a Gadol Hadar. Is it possible that that's what the Gadol Hadar did? See, he said his knee-jerk reaction is to say that, not that he was literally a pachmi, but he lived like a pachmi. Just like a pachmi is maybe poor, or maybe his house looks black because of the job that he does, so too Rabbi Yeshua's walls were black, which was a sign of poverty, but not literally shepach miata. He brings, however, and I'll read to you inside, that he saw from an Adam Gadol that he teached that he really was a pachmi. So the Megadim Chadashim, who's a Talmud Chacham muflig. It's ridiculous what a Talmud Chacham is. So he says, he's not sure who is this Adam Gadol. He says, he didn't find an Adam Gadol who says anywhere that that was Rabbi Snata say that. Who was it exactly? So who was this Adam Gadol who said that the Tashbat, that the Rabbi Yeshua was literally a coal miner? So he says, it could be it's the Rambam. Listen to this chap. The Rambam in the end of Hilchas Matnas Aniyim Perek Yud. The Rambam over there is discussing how a person shouldn't have to come on to the Brios, that's not like Katchilo. G'dayli HaChachamim. So he says, even the G'dayli HaChachamim, they were willing to take the job that perhaps was ainu lefi chvoidam to earn a living and to support their family. So gedolei achachabim, hayu mehem chait veyetzim v'noisei hakoyre. Some of them were hot, right? They were woodchoppers. V'noisei hakoyre, they carried beams. V'shoyev emayim vasetregers. V'oisin habarzel v'hapchamim v'leishalum and atzibur v'lekiblem shenaslehem. So the Rambam had a list of gedolei achachabim. The Rambam wouldn't say this if you don't know this for sure. There were tremendous gedolim who were chait v'yetzim. They were noisei keres, shoyev emayim, oisin barzel v'hapchamim. So who is this gadol hachachamim that the Rambam knew was a coal miner? Or he was a smith of some sorts. It says the only one he found is this Gemara right here, Brachas Chav Chesav and Aleph. Could be that was the Yesh Mishra Yisi that the Tashbitz is quoting that he saw from an Adam Gadol who learned this Gemara literally about Rabbi Yeshua. It's this G'dayli HaChachamim that the Rambam's referring to. He means Rabbi Yeshua from this Gemara, Daf Chav Chesav and Aleph. But either way, he asks the Geshmak Akasha, because we're familiar with the Gemara. We learned this Gemara together twice. We learned in Masechtas Tainis, Daf Zayin Amid Beis, and we learned in Masechtas Adorim, Daf Nun Amid Beis, where the Gemara says that Shalom Matronisa Achas is Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua was very politically connected. And the Matronisa, there were some Roman governess, once asked Rabbi Yeshua, that I understand, you're such a smart person, I hear such great things about you from my father. Everyone has tremendous respect. Why would Hashem take such a beautiful chachma and put it in to such a dark, not handsome vessel? Apparently Rabbi Yeshua was very not good looking. And he said, I don't say chachma mefuara b'kli machur. The Rosh in the Masechtas Sedarim Daf Nun says that why was Rabbi Yeshua a Kli Mechur? Why'd she use that word Kli Mechur? Because he was Shachar. He was black. And that's what she meant. She meant to say Shachar Haya. And thus, she used this analogy of a Kli Mechur, like a blackened Keli. But either way, this idea that Rabbi Yeshua was not good looking was related to the fact that he was a Shachar. Say, the Megadim Chadashim asks a Geshmak Akasha. Rabbi Gamliel said, he walked into this house, he saw the house was black. It was all dirty. See, he was like very taken aback. What do you mean Rabbi Yeshua looked that way? Wasn't Rabbi Yeshua Shachar Haya? Isn't that who Rabbi Yeshua was? Now, if it means that his skin was Shachar, then it's not a Kasha. But he's understanding Shachar Haya. But either way, he puts it all together and he says that it could be that Gemara Masechtas Chagiga that says, Hushcharu Shinov Mepnei Tani Yosef. He brings from the Tiktukei Seifim that actually changes the Gersa. It wasn't Hushcharu Shinov, but it was Hushcharu Ponov, to be more consistent with the Gemara's and Shas, that it wasn't Hushcharu Shinov Mepnei Atainas, but it was Hushcharu Ponov. It could be that. That's where Rabbi Yeshua became Shachar. That's the Rosh of the Masechtas Adarim, Daf Nun Amud Beis. Could be it has a Shaychus with the Gemara and Brachas, Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph. Now you know the rest of the story with Rabbi Yeshua, Shachar. So you have to put it all together in some way, shape, or form. Let's learn a little bit more Gemara and then one more interesting halacha. Says the Gemara, so finally, Toshma, the Tanya, B'Shamay Yoimer, and B'Shamay says, Roiv Atzamois. So you have the Shir of Tumas Meis of Roiv Atzamois. Mino Atzamim, Oy Mishnayim, Oy Mishloisha. So what does Reva Atzamis mean? So Reva is a shear. So according to Beis Shammai, even if it comes from two or three limbs, that's enough for it to be Reva Atzamis. I mean, as long as you have a shear Reva, it could come from two or three, that's fine. Beis Hillel says it has to come from the more important limbs, meaning more important bones. A binyan, Reva Aminyan. Reva binyan means the majority, the structure of the person. Reva Aminyan means quantitatively. This is another Reb Yeshua where he's patronizing Bishamai. That Gemara we just read in Masechtas Chagiga. So Amar Reb Yeshua, I can reconcile Divrei Bishamai and Divrei Beis Hillel. Bishamai Yomer Mishnayim Mishloisha. When Bishamai said two or three, he also meant Reiv Binyan. How so? The two shins and the one thigh. The two thighs and the one shin. However, Reiv Goyva Shalada. Being that it's Reiv Goyva, even though it's not literally Reiv Binyan, but the person stands on the from the bottom part of his body, thus it would be considered Reiv Beis. So Rabbi Yeshua said that it could be there really was never a machlokes b'sham b'sol. Usually b'sham b'sol are mentioned together in a Mishnah and a Brisa, it's a machlokes. He said this could be is not the case. Could be they're complementing each other. When Beis Shammai said from two or three, he agreed that it has to be Reiv Binyan, but it's possible to have two atzamos that are Reiv Binyan. the two Yerechayim and the Shuk, or two Shukim, two Shukayim, and the Erech. Beisul is just adding, even Rav Minyan is going to be good enough. Beis Shammai agrees to Rav Minyan, and Beisul agrees to Rav Minyan. Shammai himself, not Beis Shammai. But the Zeder Shammai, Shammai Azokin said, Afilu etzem en ha-shedra, oyam l'gogoylis. Even if you have a bone from the Shedra or from the Gogoylis, that's going to be enough. What do we want from this Brisa? One thing. Etzem min ha-shedra, oyam min ha-gogoylis. So it sounds like the Shedra and the Gogoylis has a chshivas on its own. So the Gemara says, Shani Shammai de Machmei. You can't bring a raya from Shammai, because Shammai was being Machmei. Maybe Shammai holds that way. Who said the Chacham hold that way? But the Gemara says, "Lif shemino, time the bechamid the machmir." Okay, then maybe bring a raya. Okay, Shammai holds oy shedra egogoylus. Where he's the machmir, we hold shedra egogoylus. Mercy, can't bring a raya that way either. Look, ad kalip the rabbanon leder Shammai elabetz and echadasim in a shedra umen egogoylus. Shammai was saying two chedushim, maybe shedra or gogoylus, and also an etzem from the shedra and an etzem from the gogoylus. It could be the reason the Chachamim argue is because they hold shedra of the gogoylus. It could be they argue because you at very least would need the entire shedra in the entire gogoylus. Could be one alone would be enough. So we're learning here the sugyas of Tumas Meis. So something that we touched upon very, very briefly, and that is Bizman Azer. So we don't have Nazirim. That's not something that's very halacha l'maisa. But we have Kohanim. And a Kohen is also not allowed to be metama to a meis. So the question is Kohanim Bizman Hazer as it relates to Tumas Meis. So the conversation really begins with a sugya in Masechtas Nozer that we learned together. Mem Beis Amid Beis, Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. We learned it together downstairs on Ishana Rabba. That's really the core of the sugya. But just to fast forward to the bottom line, to the halacha l'maisa, Kohanim Bizman Hazeh would appear to be a machlokes Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam, which is the Pashtus, seems to be of the opinion that a Kohanim Bizman Hazeh is not allowed to be metam l'meis. That's obvious. That's easy. Where the chiddush is in the Shitas Ravid. The Ravid's in Hilchos Naziris, Perikei, Halacha, Tezvav, and Tezayin. It's long Ravid. The last line in the Ravid. The Kohanim Bizman Hazeh, Tmei Meisin, they are Tomei Meis. Being that they're Tomei Meis, I'll give you the context, they cannot become Tomei again. Because once you're Tomei, you can't become Tomei. Either you're Tomei or you're not Tomei. If you're not Tomei, you can become Tomei. If you're Tomei, you can't become Tomei again. And being that Kohanim today are all Tomei Meis, because everyone is a Tomei Meis today. Number one, if you live in Chutz Laaretz, you're Tomei Meis. And even Eretz Yisrael, you have no Eifer from the Paradum anymore. So there's no way to become Tara from Tomas Meis. So it says, the Ravid Kohanim Bizman Hazeh, we treat them as Tomei Meis. For Oit, Ein Aleim Chiyav Toma, therefore, they have no chiyuv tuma, and the Raya concludes, "V'mechayev oisam all of the havi raya." That if somebody wants to be mechayev a koyim bizman hazeh and tell him that you can't go to a beis hakfaris, you can't be metamen ames, you have to bring a raya, all of the havi raya, that he's right, because based on the pashtis and the way the Raya understood the sugi masechtas nazar, a koyim bizman hazeh is tomei, a koyim bizman hazeh is tomei, he cannot become more tomei. Now, obviously, we don't paskin like this Ravid. That goes without say. However, there's a very interesting discussion in the Poskim. The Noida Yehuda, in his Dogum Ravava, in Simon Shinayim Beis, in two places, two Ha'aris, he brought this Ravid somewhat halacha l'maisa. The Ramo over there has an interesting halacha. A Kohen was lying in a house, and he was Arum. He wasn't wearing any clothing. And there was a mace. Somebody drops that, middle of the night. So the question is, do you have to wake up the Kohen and tell him to leave? And when you wake him up and tell him to leave, can he get dressed? Or does he have to run out of the house because he's being over the Issa Tumah? You can't even give him a few minutes to get dressed. The Ramah said it depends. If it's a Tumah Dei Raisa, so then Tumah Dei Raisa, there's no cheshbin of Kavod Abrius. He has to run out, he has to leave as quickly as possible. If, however, it's only Tumah Dei Rabbanon, then there's a svar of Godel Kavod Abrius. Shadoi Chaloi Shadotayr, with regards to Tumah Dei Rabbanon, you'd allow him to stay inside. Zok the Dogam Ravava, that as it relates to Halacha L'maisa, I don't agree with this psak. I don't agree with the psak of the Ramah. Why? Number one, there's a Shitas HaRavid. The Ravid says that Tumah Bizman Hazeh for a Kohen is non-existent because they're anyways Tomei Meis. So if you're anyways a Tomei Meis, how can you become Tomei again? As a result, says the Dogam Ravava, based on the Ravid, it's Poshit that be a Svar of Kavod HaBrius. But he says, even the Rambam, that the Rambam argued, and he said that a Tomei Meis can become Tomei again. He has a cheshbin. Why? It shouldn't be a problem either. There's no time for that now. But either way, the Dogam Ravava, one of the things that he's metzayin to be mekel, not like the Psak of the Ramah, is based on that halacha. That's number one. Number two, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch regarding Kivrei Akum. Kivrei Akum metamim or ain't metamim. So all familiar with the Gemara. Adam kiyam is ba'oil. Atam kruim adam ve'ain umesa'ilam kruim adam. But the truth is, it's machlekes tanam meshas. Whether Atim Kriyam Adam or not. What's the Psak Aloch and Shulchan Aruch? So the Mechaber says, Kivrei Oivdi Kechavim Nochoin Lizor HaKoyim Milei Lechaleim. The Katchil HaKoyim shouldn't go even by Kivrei Yaakov. Afal Pishyesh Makilim Zokter Amah V'Nochon Lahachmer. So the bottom line is, it would seem to be a Machloikis. Zokter Dogmer Vavo, it's Poshet to him, that Bezman Hazeh, a Koyim doesn't have to be worried about it. Why? He calls it a Sfek Sfeika. Number one, it's a Sfek, whether Aloch is like the Ramam or the Ravid. There is a Shitzah Ravid. That Koyhanim have no Tumah Bezman Hazeh. Anyways, there's no Isra Tumah. V'Oid, maybe the Aloch is that Kivrei Yaakov and not Metamah. Incidentally, the whole Shaila of Kivrei Yaakov and Metamah is only Ba'oil. With regards to Magam and Masa, there's no Shaila. It's with Adam Kiyomah's Ba'oil. That's the Pashas. Only with regards to Tumas Oil. But either way, so he says, L'chura, you would have this Sfek Sfeika. Now I'll read you what he says afterwards inside. Omer Yecheskel. This is the Noidi Behuda talking. Mashuk Asafti Begillion, B'shnei Si'ifan Anal. That I wanted to rely on this Ravid, Halacha L'maisa, to be Mekel with Kehanim, become Itami B'zman Hazeh. Nimshachti Acher Divrei HaMishlom Melech Anal. V'chulu. Aval Achshav Nasati Alibi, She'ulai Le'omra Ravid Elin Yechia Malchus. I realize now, maybe I made a mistake. Could be the Ravid, when he said his Chiddush, Kehanim B'zman Hazeh, he only meant it with regards to Malchus. Aval Le'inyin Isser Ulai Afilu Isser Toila. Is a Torah Moida, V'yesh b'shita salalu kama akulei upshuri, v'gam asugi sasri adodi, v'yesh b'zedvar mamukim. So the bottom line is, he writes over here that he was chayzer. That he always understood the Ravid literally. That kehanim b'zman hazeh, the tmei meis, so you don't have to worry about it. But he realizes now that it could be he made a mistake, and as a result, he doesn't want to rely on it. But I'll tell you one final interesting anecdote. The Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva, it's Yeridei Tshuva, Shin Lamed Ches. He says as follows, Kadavino Talyo, when I was a young boy, I once escorted his great Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler. It was in the year 1783. And he says, we traveled somewhere together, and one of the cities that we passed through was Prague. So we passed through Prague, he said, his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, wanted to go visit the Noid B'Yehuda. So he went to visit the Noid B'Yehuda, he was the Rav in Prague, and they were talking and learning, and they were discussing this Ravid. And the Noid B'Yehuda, Herod Lemoyri, he showed my Rebbe, he showed him his suffix and had to understand the Ravid, pulled out the dog over Vava, and he showed him exactly his Shaila. Then they parted ways. He said, but they continued discussing this Ravid for a while afterwards, and they would send each other messages, and I was the messenger boy. They would send it through me. I was the one that used to bring the Oz, he says, and somewhere along that those lines, the Hoys of Alagilian, Omar Yecheskel, Bechul, and he quotes the Neid Behuda's Lashon, Omar Yecheskel, where he was Chayzer and the Rabbis. He was saying it was based on his discussions that he had with the Rav Nosson Adler. Vani bani achazak meishloishim shanas. Zokta Chassam Sofer, about 30 years later, I found the Sefer that the Ravid wrote. It's called Tomim Deim. And in the Tomim Deim, the Ravid writes mefurish, that when he said Kehanim Bizman Hazeh are not an issue of Tumah, he didn't mean it with regards to the Isser. He said mefurish it's an Isser Torah. He just meant that there wouldn't be Malkus. But Avad in Isser Torah, yeah, like the Maskono of the Neid Behuda.